The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I always think my husband DJ Automatic is sexy, but look, ladies and guys, turn the radio up because he did something recently that took the sexiness over the top. Good morning, it's Wednesday. We're the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
The very sexy DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
He cleaned the backyard.
Hey,
and he did it. And let me tell you something. He took his shirt off and he was just out there sweating.
Mama just all was fat and sweaty.
Come on, stop doing that. Don't ruin it for me. I was watching him like, what? Who is this man?
I got it in so bad that I have blisters on my palms. That's how soft I am.
I don't want to ever hear you guys talk about that and say I got it in.
And then the blisters on his palms.
Hold on. What are you guys talking about anymore?
Let me tell you something.
From the rake, okay? That was from the rake.
I feel like this is like a Tubi movie.
I clean our house. I keep our house impeccably clean.
Okay.
And I said to him, look around. The backyard, sir, doesn't match the inside of the Casa house. And so I wake up and there he is in the backyard doing the manly duties.
Oh, whoa.
Doing the manly duties. And I'm watching him and I'm turned on. I'm thoroughly turned on.
For the sake of the story, I'm going to ignore the fact that you assign gender roles. But, you know.
Well, I don't assign gender roles. That's just the way it is in this house.
Dana doesn't do any outside work, period.
What?
She expects me to do inside work.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
You like to vacuum. I always tell you I'm going to vacuum, and you pull the vacuum cleaner away from me. That's the only thing you do.
I feel like vacuuming is a man's job. I don't know why, but I just do.
And now I know why you get blisters from like 45 exactly. minutes of yard work.
It wasn't 45 minutes. It was like 3 hours ago.
Ladies, you know it's sexy when your man is doing that hard work. National Day, Anthony A.
All right. National Hot Dog Day.
Hey.
I look like a glistening hot dog out there while I was cleaning the yard.
You look good, baby. You look good.
Gas station hot dog, dude.
That's so all funny. Shiny.
It's also Amazon Prime Day if you want to get those orders in. Do it today. Get your new
TV. It's your Christmas, Dana.
It really is. I order all the time, and I literally told Otto, he's like, you haven't renewed the Ring app? I was like, no, Amazon Prime Day is coming. They're having a sale.
And if you got something you love, but you kind of regret, today's the day to honor that. It's also National Tattoo Day.
I can't do tattoos.
Why not?
Just wanted to say that because, like you said, the permanent.
I thought you were going
to
get a tattoo for me. Remember you said that a while back?
I talked about it automatic, but
you should
just
get automatic doing yard work.
Tattoo right on your chest. Right above your heart.
You told me you didn't like chest tattoos on women.
If you're going to get a tattoo of me, it could go anywhere.
All right, let's go ahead and wrap it up on World Emoji Day.
Hey, shout out to the emoji. It is a language developed by a Latina intern at Apple. Oh, isn't that crazy? That's wild.
Right. Because rolling her eyes wasn't enough.
Nope. The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Something new coming to restaurants, but even bigger than that, news you've never heard before inside Hottest Hashtags. Okay, it's Wednesday, Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. The Burnt Tortilla.
All right, so if you've listened to this show for any time in the past few months, you have found out that, disturbingly, my Instagram account was taken away.
Oh.
And this is the way we communicate with people every single day.
Injustice.
Exactly.
This is your breaking news that no one knows about?
Breaking news. I got my Instagram account back. Let's go. Let's go. While we were on vacaciones, standing in front of the ocean, not even kidding, it was like the most picturesque vision you can imagine, I see my name because I'm in the Dana Cortez Show Instagram. I see Dana Cortez had liked a fashion post. I like to go to fashion posts. I click on it and there's my account. And I show Otto and I ask him, is this me? He said, that's you. Boom, bam, boom, I'm in. And the only reason we did is because my husband paid a hacker.
Oh.
He paid a hacker.
So I was going to say, tell him how we got it back because
he had to give up the funds and pay some hacker who lives, I think, in Hungary or Spain.
I don't know where he lives. Let's stop that. Let's not talk about paying hackers.
Why?
The
hacker that's the only way we got it back.
It's called anonymous for a reason.
Don't do that. No, this hacker said put up a video and tell people to come pay me if they need their Instagram back.
And he also said that both of our accounts are under attack, that people are trying to get rid of our accounts, and he doesn't understand why.
Oh, my God.
I think we got some haters out there.
No, I think that was his anonymous way of saying, just pay me more money and I'll take care of
your accounts.
Plot twist, he was actually the one who took it down.
Probably. That's what I was thinking. But anyway, hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Yes. I'm back, baby.
I think this is what they mean when they say that the nature is healing itself.
Yeah. The world's back in alignment.
I have felt like a, you know, what do you call it?
A shift in the, in the cosmic atmosphere.
You know what we should do for the wrap up is talk about what Dana learned from her time away from Instagram. Coming up, we should do that later.
That I'm glad I have Dana Cortez Show Instagram. All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
New York City restaurants are hiring Zoom cashiers from the Philippines because they don't want to pay $16 an hour to cashiers anymore. The new minimum wage in New York City is $16 an hour.
So what you're saying is Dash and Dine is about to go crazy in New York City at restaurants. You're going to tell me right now there's no cashier in the front?
They're just doing the Zoom technique because they don't want to pay those high wages.
How do you feel about this, DJ Automatic?
I don't know how I feel. I haven't done it yet.
I know how I feel.
I am excited for a new beginning if this does happen, because just imagine when you see a Karen inside a restaurant. She's like, let me see your manager. And then this like android just rolls out. Oh, I cannot wait to see people yelling at a Zoom screen about their onions and their food.
It's not going to work. And I don't know when we the people are going to figure out the people at the top are making all these profits and they don't even want to pay us $16 an hour. Figure $16 an hour, 40-hour work week, and try to pay your rent.
All right.
It
New York City.
Happen.
We the people. You got to love it. Let's get it.
You better vote right this. You know what I'm saying? All right. National Day, Anthony.
All right. Let's go ahead and start it with World Emoji Day.
Yay. What's your top three emojis?
Oh, my top three emojis are the laughing face, the heart eye emoji, and the chancla or the flip-flop sandal.
Really? DJ Automatic?
Mine is the laughy face, the salute, and the prayer hands. It rotates between prayer hands and clappy hands.
Gotta love it. Dana Cortez?
I like that you're the clappy hands guy. I'm the blue turquoise heart, prayer hands, and the cry smile face.
Which is what you did when you got your Instagram
back. Exactly.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Selena Gomez just revealed who said I love you first in her relationship with Benny Blanco. Was it her? Was it him? Does it matter? Let's discuss this and more. Time for the Daily Dirt. Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays first.
We have Luke Bryan celebrating his birthday. YouTube star Matt Slays and Kelly Uchi celebrating birthday as well.
All right. So we got to sit down with Blast here in the studio, and fresh off his success with his single Chosen, shared the stage with Kendrick Lamar at the
Got
pop
an out. Album out at the end of the week.
Oh, I know. And so I had to ask him, hey, Mr. West Coast here, you down to work with Drake? Here's what he said.
Man, we can't deny that Drake is a legend. Come on, I'm from the West Coast, so I'm always going with K-Dot. But the guy is still a musical genius, so I would be open to the concept of working with Drake for sure.
I like that he said, you know what, Drake is a musical genius, and how can anybody deny it?
I like his honesty.
Yeah, I really thought it could go either way because, you know, like you said, he loves Kendrick, but he can't deny the fact that Drake is one of the goats.
And also, I mean, that two pairing sonically and musically, Drake and Blast, would go good together. So
maybe we'll see it very soon, yeah. All right, and Selena Gomez popped up on TikTok to take one of those tests with her boyfriend, Benny Blanco, and she said she told him that she loved him before he did.
Oh.
She said, I love you, and then he said, I love you back.
That was probably smart on his part because she's Selena Gomez and he's not.
Everybody loves Selena Gomez. Does it matter who says it first, and do you take those words very seriously?
It doesn't matter who says it first. It just matters if the person says it back. Because imagine if Benny Blanco would have just been like, you what?
Oh, cool.
No, but...
Have you ever hit somebody with a cool?
Automatic doesn't even remember because he throws these words around a lot, apparently. He told me he loved me and I didn't answer him because I was like, man, that's a lot.
I love everybody. I say I love you to a lot of people.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I
like,
think
he
your actions are what shows
it.
Somebody that they actually love them.
With the question off air, what Dana asked her husband, DJ Automatic, that really set it off. She goes, did you tell all your ex-girlfriends
I
you
sure
loved
did.
Them?
He's
and
like,
DJ Automatic, what did you say?
Probably.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Feels like everybody loves social media a lot, right? When I lost my Instagram account, which I have back now, I felt depressed.
Oh.
And I want to talk about this. Automatic, being my husband, you know that. Anthony, I don't know if you saw me
this. It was radiating, dude.
Did you feel it?
Yeah, we felt it. And anybody who was around you for that first 3 weeks of it.
Oh.
I don't think.
It was all she could talk about, right?
Rightfully so, though. Like, not to make a mockery.
It's a big part of our business.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
I would feel sad personally.
We're on the radio every day, right? Obviously, we're on right now. We have the podcast, but we also communicate through social media. Everybody's on social media. Everybody's on their phones. And I had built up a nice little, you know, friendship number. Because I don't think, like, the follower thing, I think that's kind of weird to say that. I feel like I really communicate with people, and to lose that, I just had one of my friends that I've known her for 10 years on social media only. And she said, oh my gosh, where did you go? Why haven't you been online?
So many many people
just now.
So many people were asking me, why did Dana block me? And I was like, she exactly. didn't block you. She got her account taken away.
So is that the one thing you missed the most, Dana, was connecting with the friends that you haven't maybe spoken to in a while or that you just knew from those platforms?
It was just talking about the show and communicating with people every day. I don't have a lot of friends. We work all the time. I feel like the people on Instagram are my friends, but I did discover something. I paid more attention to my family. And so now,
when you didn't have it,
which was kind of win-lose for me.
That's her husband. That's funny. I did tell Otto, you need to go clean the backyard. You need to do this.
She was very interested in me and my social media because she didn't have a social media to take care of.
Why are you online so much? But what have I been doing lately? I've been putting my phone away in the back, plugging it up, and not bringing it with me. And I feel like I'm happier that.
Now,
I swear.
Now, with your big grand return to social media, what was your favorite thing? What was your favorite thing to do? What was the first thing you did when you got back on social media?
I haven't done it yet. I'm about to do it. Me and Caitlin Clark are going to be on the same court together. And that's all I'm going to say.
Okay, all right.
Me and Caitlin Clark got something in common, and we are going to be on the same court together, same day. Find out more tomorrow.
All right.
And Angel Reese, too. Oh. All right, we'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.